welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry me?
What do you do about this problem? What do you do about that problem? How do you fix your life? What did you do to screw it up in the first place? That's the problem. You believed all those things that you heard about how great ice cream was for you. It is good for you, but you don't eat too much of it. Americans and their focus on what they eat and what they weigh. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. More food for thought. Congratulations. If you're like most of the Americans that I know, is a study that refers to you by a Cornell University professor, a focus on your weight. And from now, in the next week or two, you will weigh less, according to the study, than you have weighed all year long. But as usual, there's a way to pour cold water on this. You're going to start gaining weight very quickly because there's Thanksgiving, there's Hanukkah, there's Christmas, there's New Year's, there's the time of year when most people don't pay attention to exercise, especially if they're doing outdoor exercise, because when it's cold, who wants to go outside and run, right? So the study concludes, instead of trying to come up with a New Year's resolution to lose weight, whole lot better to think about an October 1st resolution to not gain weight or gain less. So if you do, you fall into this trap. And part of it is a media trap. It's news media, social media, all kinds of media that want you to enjoy the holidays. After all, you're here for a good time, right? And what does a good time mean? Eat, drink, and be merry. So when you eat and you drink, you gain weight. And if you don't get rid of it, you get heart disease. You get cancer. You get all these hard, your bones get brittle. If you don't want to be like that when you grow up, boys and girls, then pass in your own mind the October 1st resolution. Think of it this way. The federal government, in all its wisdom, starts its new year October 1st. And I don't know where this came from, why it is this way, but the fiscal year is October 1st to September 30th. So you can think the same way. You can start your New Year's resolution now and don't gain the weight in the first place. All right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
I've actually always heard nutritionists say, in a weird, not ever knowing that an actual study existed like this, but I've often heard nutritionists say, start your diet in the fall, yeah. Which
before the holiday season.
Yeah, you would always think that you'd want to start like in the spring, so you get ready to, you know, for the summertime because you're going to be in a bathing suit or whatever. But yeah, I guess maybe there has always been some sort of knowledge of from October 1st on, that's the downward spiral.
Jennifer and Victoria and Doug are going to learn how to teach our offspring how to drive better. Jennifer's now hanging around with this guy who's got young kids. She's going to have to teach him how to drive sooner or later.
Right? Yeah. Can't do that.
Why? You're actually a pretty good driver. You'd be a good teacher.
It sounds kind of scary to me, you know, Dougie? I don't know. I guess you just hold on for your life, right? And you use the brake on the ground where you actually, like, push your foot into the floor, something like
that.
The
imaginary mom brake.
Yeah. I taught my children how to drive on a tractor. That's not practical for most everybody. But anyway, the point is that there are a lot of teenagers driving now that are not driving well. So we're going to help you out with that in just a matter of moments here. Stand by.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This core star of the Big Red Machine went into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility with a remarkable 96% of the vote. He's universally regarded among the best catchers of all time.
And a high fly ball, center field, it's gone!
So where is Johnny Bench now? Baseball fans who grew up in the 80s remember Johnny on the Emmy-winning Baseball Bunch. He also broadcast games for the Reds and CBS Radio. Today, he's a spokesman for Cincinnati's Fifth Third Bank, and he even finds time to work on a Harry Carey impression.
Everybody, come back again. Hey, we'll do this again next year. What do you say?
Not bad, Johnny. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green. Harris with you. According to the LA Times, a City of Los Angeles investigations uncovered evidence that vans dispatched by the college hospital chain have dumped as many as 150 mental patients on Skid Row in the last 2 years. One 32-year-old schizophrenic was dumped just after being diagnosed as dangerously delusional and paranoid. It's gotten so bad that California courts have issued a stop order to determine what's the proper place for commercial hospitals to dump mentally ill patients. Federal regulations require medical facilities to come up with a plan for follow-up care, but they don't order hospitals ever to make sure their discharge patients actually receive it. L.A., the second largest city in the U.S., seems to be spending as much time dumping patients as they are trying to heal them. Except in Hollywood, of course. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people believe today's media is biased, and to some degree, every organization is biased to perpetuate what they think is best for them. But if you know what you're looking for, you can spot bias. First, the social science of it. It's called the straw man argument. Complicated, but one easy way to spot this type of intentional bias is to listen up when television, radio, salespeople, or your best friend start their pitch with the phrase, "Some people say." After those three words, a false, misleading argument is usually inserted.
Just listen to what he has to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Bias is everywhere, but you don't have to fall for it. When you hear another person begin a discussion with, "Some people say," bias may be in play, and you need to ask yourself, "Hey, why should I believe this?" More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, quarter past the hour here. We're joined now by two gentlemen who are connected to helping youngsters learn how to drive better. Doug Herbert is the founder of Brakes, Be Responsible and Keep Everyone Safe. It's a teen safe driving program. Also joining us is James Bell, who is the corporate director of communications for Kia, which is an up-and-coming... Jennifer, your dad drives a Kia, right?
No, he has a Hyundai.
Oh, I thought he had a Kia for some reason.
But my friends do have Kias, and they love them. Love them.
Yeah, I've heard... Well, I had a Kia. I bought a Kia when they were first introduced in America, and wow, what a change in certainly the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what we can do about helping parents who are trying to teach their children to drive better. Let's start with you, Mr. Herbert, thanks for being here. This is a defensive driving program. Is it being taught in the schools, the public schools? Is it being taught by the private instructors? How does somebody use this program?
Well, hey, first of all, thanks for having me on your show.
Sure.
Brakes is a hands-on, behind-the-wheel advanced driving program. So we're not driver's ed, but we're teaching teenagers about about learning how to deal with situations that they're going to likely encounter on the road, and such as dropping a wheel off the side of the road, avoiding the skid, activating your anti-lock brakes. Of course, distractions is a huge thing. So we've developed these different exercises that actually get the teenagers some experience behind the wheel with a professional instructor in the vehicle with them, and teaching them how to avoid a bad situation before they get into a bad situation.
Mr. Bell, why isn't everybody? You're on the forefront of this at Kia.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that anybody that's selling cars would be smart to do what you have done. What gave Kia the idea to partner with this program?
Well, Kia has a really deep commitment to the safety of our current drivers and potential new customers, as well as Doug pointed out, there's a lot of great technology that's in today's modern vehicles, which is there to help keep you from having an accident or a problem in the first place. So we see this as being a great combination of not only allowing the vehicles to work their magic and kind of show off the technology that's on board, but then also through Doug's fantastic program, bring some great driving habits in too. So between the car being a bit of a safety net and some great driver training, we think it's just a great combination.
All right, so Doug, teenagers are not taught the way. We don't have an agrarian economy anymore. You heard me talk about teaching my children how to drive on tractors because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, but that's not practical anymore. And I see a lot of teenagers, people who are learning how to drive, that seem to be pretty clueless, and thus the higher risk for accidents. Does that go away with age?
Well, it does go away a little bit with age. The fact is the general statistic is teenagers have about an 89% chance of getting in a crash their first 3 years of driving. So that's a statistic that really scares me.
yeah.
And to back up the story, the whole reason why I started this program in January of 2008, my two sons were both killed in a car crash less than a mile from my house.
What my
day job was is I raced a NHRA top fuel dragster, you know, a 330 mile an hour race car. And then for my kids getting killed in a car crash on the street close to my house, you know, I just thought, gosh, I must be the most unlucky guy in the world. But after getting into it and finding out that car crashes are the number one thing that kills teenagers, more than the next four things put together, it made me decide that, hey, I've got to do something. I've got to teach my boys' friends about being safer and more responsible drivers. So that's kind of how that came around. And you know, since that time, we've trained over 20,000 teenagers all over the country, about 30 different states, about being safer and more responsible behind the wheel of a car.
How do you introduce this program? Where do you go to get people's attention so that they'll pay attention to your message?
Well, you know, it's a little bit difficult. A lot of times, like where we go places and where we go repeat different places a lot, we're based in Charlotte, North Carolina, so we have classes there that are filled up and we have waiting lists, and out in Los Angeles, California, same thing. But we go to actually 30 different locations all around the country, and we've even got a program called Bring Brakes to Your Town, where we had a high school senior, her class project was she went around the town and raised money to help us bring brakes to her town in honor of her friend that was killed in a car crash. So the program's free to participants that come, free to families, and we require the parents to come with the teenagers because, you know, parents are a pretty important part of that early driving career.
If I could just jump in here real quick, I've attended some of these courses now, and I think that's, for me, one of the most amazing things. We talked about, you know, drivers learning better habits over time. Well, where does a lot of these teens, where do they learn their habits in the first place? It's from the parents.
Right.
And that's what I love about this program. You see when they arrive early on a Saturday or Sunday morning, they're not real happy people. You know, the son or daughter probably wasn't really a big fan of the idea of going off and spending the morning with the parent. They got up earlier than they wanted to on the weekend. So it is kind of quiet when they all arrive at the classrooms. But by the end, when the teen's gone through their program and the parents, again, they have gone through a similar program, had their own classroom instruction, you see a real change in attitude when they're all getting ready to leave. I mean, all of a sudden there's more of a teamwork attitude, and that's really important in you know, these dangerous
times. All right, so where do we get either one of you, I suppose, in this circumstance. Mr. Herbert, where do we get more information about how this program can come to our communities?
Well, probably the best place to go for information is our website, which is putonthebrakes.org. There's a lot of information and videos on there. That's really probably our best place. So putonthebrakes.org, a lot of information, bring brakes to your town. You know, at the end of the day, we just want our teenagers to get home safely.